Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Adam Talks, a podcast that takes an alternative look at retirement. This is Adam Bergman, founder and CEO of IRA Financial. If you want to learn more, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on social media. Just search IRA Financial. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Adam Talks. Today's episode, I'm going to reveal that I've made a fortune in Bitcoin, and it's all tax-free. So for all you listeners out there who've been listening to Adam Talks for the last several years, you know I really don't like to talk a lot about myself and a lot about investments I've made, because this podcast is really a tax attorney's take on various issues, current events regarding retirement accounts, taxation, and investment. So I don't really like making the podcast about me. However, it's time that I expressed the importance of diversification and wanted to give people my story as hopefully some inspiration that, hey, you don't need to invest millions to make millions. You can do it with very little money, and you can do it smartly if you understand how the rules work. And the system that is rigged in our favor is the retirement system. And the Roth IRA specifically is the best legal tax shelter out there. So if you are in a situation where you have a little bit of money to spare, you are a long-term investor, you're not looking to make a quick buck today, You're willing to wait several years to have the investment grow, and then obviously be able to wait till you're 59 and a half and the Roth's been open at least 5 years to lock in your tax-free gain, then the Roth IRA is the cream of the crop. I mean, it is the best way to generate tax-free wealth in any scenario, anytime you make an investment. Other than life insurance, it's the only other way that you're going to get tax-free growth. And no matter who wins the Senate, I mean, it's clear that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States, and it's pretty clear that the Republicans will keep the Senate, although there's two runoffs in Georgia that will occur in January. Assuming the Democrats don't take the Senate and the Republicans keep it, there's a good chance that taxes won't go up in the short term. But I think ultimately down the road, they probably will, because we're going to have to pay for the enormous deficit we're in, the CARES Act, the $3 trillion. There'll be additional stimulus that whether it's now or when Joe Biden becomes president, it happens, there'll be additional stimulus because millions of Americans need it. The pandemic's been obviously a disaster in terms of economic stability, and people need it, businesses need it. So it's coming, although we're going to have to pay for it. So what I'm trying to say is, this podcast, I'm going to let you kind of into my world a little bit. And I'm not going to go into numbers because it's just not the point. But I am here to tell you that I've made a lot of money recently by buying Bitcoin in a Roth IRA. Now, I haven't taken that money and put it in my pocket. It's still in the Roth IRA, okay? But I have sold some Bitcoin and I have taken money off the table. So I have a lot of money in my Roth IRA. And just to give you some historical perspective, I started to get into Bitcoin 3 or so years ago, you know, when Bitcoin was at 3,000 to 4,000, even less. Bitcoin now is hovering between 15,000 and 16,000. Okay. So you can see the potential gains, right? I can tell you, I didn't put six figures into Bitcoin. I put less into it, but I put decent amount of money, decent amount of retirement money into it, and I've turned that into close to seven figures, okay? So all tax-free, okay? So that money is now going to be able to probably buy my kids a home. When I hit 59 and a half, which is in 15 years, I'm going to use those funds to do something great for my kids, probably buy them a home each, because even if I just invest those funds, forget about Bitcoin. Let's say I want to be really conservative, just want to buy some real estate or do some hard money loans or even just buy ETF stocks. The money I made from Bitcoin is going to grow at either between 1 and 5%. So my kids are going to have a lot of money just from that one investment tax-free. So if I used personal funds to buy it, I'd have capital gains tax, 15, probably 20% because I depending on my earnings. So I saved 20% capital gains tax, but more importantly, that money is going to be able to grow without tax. Okay. And I'll be able to use it, pull it out once I'm 59 and a half and the Roth's been open 5 years, I'll be able to pull that money out tax-free and use it for anything I want, including my family. So what I did is when I heard about Bitcoin 3-4 years ago, I said, you know what? I want to diversify. Okay. I'm willing to put in X amount of dollars into Bitcoin. If it goes to zero, okay, it's a risk. It's just like if I bought a penny stock or I did a risky investment into a friend's business. I understand I may lose my investment. But my upshot was obviously hitting a home run, which I did. So I took a small percentage of my overall net worth and a small percentage of my retirement savings, because I still max out of my 401k at IRA Financial each year. I have other IRA funds from other when I was a lawyer for other law firms that I rolled into an IRA. So I have other money that is invested in different stuff, whether it's real estate or ETFs, mutual funds. So I'm very well diversified. I have, you know, financial advisors that help me. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling anyone to go put all their money in Bitcoin or even buy Bitcoin. I am simply telling you what I did. Okay. And I've been able in the last 3 years go from tens of thousands to almost million tax-free. Okay. So obviously, yeah, I got lucky. Bitcoin, if Bitcoin went from 3,000 to 1,000, yeah, I wouldn't be sitting here telling you that, you know, I could have made $1 million tax-free. But that's not what had happened. I got lucky. I took a chance. And the best way to do it, if you take anything away from my story, is that you should buy Bitcoin in a Roth IRA. Okay, Bitcoin, the power of Bitcoin is long-term, right? Right now in 2020, we haven't even scratched the surface of Bitcoin. That's why I've only taken some money off the table. I have a lot more in Bitcoin. Well, not a lot more, but I have a percentage of my net worth into Bitcoin because of the long-term play. I believe in the future of digital currency, the future of borderless transactions, the future of blockchain, future of digital ledgers. That will happen. I don't know if it's going to happen in 2 years, 5 years, 15 years, or 50 years, but my attitude is digital currency is not going away. Again, I don't know how Bitcoin will compete with digital currency from the United States or digital currency from China or Japan or the EU, but Bitcoin is the first digital currency. It's backed up by blockchain, which is super important and innovative technology that creates efficiency, security, and transparency in investments. So I believe in the future of blockchain. And I believe in digital currency. And basically what opened my eyes to it was, and I've told the story before, is my wife was starting a business with some friends, and they needed to send $250 to Hong Kong, okay? Because they had a an agent there that needed $250 to mock up their product. So I remember speaking to the guy. I said, okay, how do I get you $250? So he goes, wire me the money. I said, well, I have to go into the bank. I was using Chase. It's a big process. It's $250. It may take 3-4 days till it clears. Do you have an idea? And that's when I was Googling around. I was like, what about Bitcoin? And he's like, nah, I don't take Bitcoin. I was like, I can send you $250 in 3 minutes. And you'll have it in 20 seconds. Like, why not? Let's do it. No, I don't understand it. I'm not doing it. So I ended up doing the wire. It literally took 5 days to send $250. It cost me like $50 to send it. He couldn't do anything for 4 or 5 days till it cleared. We had issues with the address of the wire, and it was a major mess for $250. So at that point I said, okay, there's something here. Whoever is transacting globally across borders, and more people are, using the US dollar and converting it to different currencies is just passé. It's not the way people are going to transact in the future. There's too much risk. There's too much time delays. It's 2020, not 1983. We shouldn't be doing it that way. And ultimately, that's going to happen. Now, I personally, in the United States, until Bitcoin is used as a currency to transact, I think it's not going to reach its full potential. Why? Because we Americans love to consume. And if you can't consume with Bitcoin mainstream, it's going to have limited growth potential. So at some point when it becomes like an Apple Pay, or you can use it on Fortnite or Call of Duty or other places where millennials, Generation Xers can start using it, that's when the floodgates will open and the value of Bitcoin, I think, will skyrocket. So all in all, I'm obviously a big believer in digital currency, but I think every one of us should have some money into an emerging asset class, right? The beauty of cryptos is you don't need to have $200,000 to buy it. Unlike real estate, where you can't really participate in the real estate market if you have less than a few hundred thousand bucks, right? Not many people want to buy a $20,000 fixer upper, right? And put money in it and fix it. Most people want to buy a decent rental on the beach and rent it out, whether it's Airbnb or just rent it out themselves and have good cash flow and ultimately, sell it for a good profit. Those assets cost money. So if you have $300,000-$400,000 in your IRA, it's going to cost 40, 50, 60, maybe 70% of it to buy a good real estate asset. So with Bitcoin, you can literally put in 2,000, 5,000, 6,000 bucks, and then add to it a little bit each year, maybe 500 bucks a year, 100 bucks each year, ultimately until you maybe can buy one Bitcoin at 15,000 or wherever it goes, it could drop, right? Let me give you an example. March, you won't believe this, okay? And this is actually what led me to, really hit a home run, is March 15th, Bitcoin was valued at $5,200. I remember that specifically because I decided to buy a bunch of Bitcoin that day. That's when the markets were going crazy with COVID. I was just like, okay, I don't know where the pandemic's going. This is uncharted territory. I'm scared. I'm going to put some cash into Bitcoin because I just feel like it's a good safe haven. And that $5,200 is now at $15,000. So I tripled my money. So if, let's say I put in 10 grand, that's 30 grand, right? If I put in 30 grand, that's 90, right? So you can understand, and it's all in a Roth IRA, it's all tax-free. If I did it with personal money, since it's short, it's under 12 months, it's short-term capital gains, I'm paying my ordinary income tax rate on all my gains, right? That's a very important distinction between using retirement money and using personal money. A lot of people don't understand the capital gains rules. Bitcoin is a capital asset like stock, property. If you hold Bitcoin less than 12 months and sell it, short-term capital gains, you pay ordinary income tax. Hold Bitcoin longer than 12 months, long-term capital gains, which is 15% plus Obamacare, another 3%, or 20% plus 3% if you make more than $450,000. So obviously, the longer you hold it, you get long-term capital gains, you get a reduced tax rate. That's advantageous. Now, in a Roth IRA, I don't care. It's tax-free. I don't care who the president of the United States is. I don't care who the Senate, who controls the Senate, who controls the House. I don't care. It's tax-free. Now, with all the political uncertainty going on now, even though it's cleared up, it looks like Joe Biden will be the president, no matter what President Trump or the Republicans want to say about it. I don't care. And that's a good feeling that I have a bunch of wealth tied into a Roth IRA where it's not going to fluctuate in terms of value based off who the president of the United States is or who controls the Senate. So I feel really good, and I just wanted to share it with all of you. I don't like to gloat or anything, but honestly, we all could have done it. I had a lot of friends I remember saying, listen, buy in a Roth IRA. Why are you being dumb? Don't use your own personal money. Just, you're under 50 years old. You can put 6,000 in. Your wife can put 6,000 in. That's 12,000 bucks. Go buy Bitcoin right now. This was like 3 years ago when Bitcoin was at 3,300 bucks. Well, actually, yeah, 3.5 years ago. And they said, nah, I don't forget Roth IRAs. I don't understand that stuff. You're a tax lawyer. You deal with that stuff. And now they own it personally. They're happy, but they're going to pay 20% tax on it. Whereas I have some friends this year too that I said, buy in a Roth IRA. Trust me. And they did. And they're super happy because they cashed out and they tripled their money tax-free in a Roth. So again, if you're a long-term investor, if you're an investor where you just want to pull cash out every day and use it to live off, then the Roth may not be your best scenario, because in order to take advantage of the Roth, you need to have the Roth open at least 5 years and you need to be over 59 and a half. Okay. Otherwise, you only can take out what you put in. So if you contributed 6,000 to a Roth and now you bought Bitcoin and that 6,000 is worth 60,000, you only can pull the 6,000 out tax-free without paying tax or penalties until you're 59 and a half and the Roth's been open 5 years. So again, I think cryptos is a long-term play. I think we haven't even scratched the surface personally. So I would think if you are an investor, if you have a couple thousand bucks in an IRA in cash, buy Bitcoin. Your cash is giving you zero. You're getting literally 0.1% in the bank. Put in Bitcoin. At least you have the potential to hit a home run. You may lose, okay? It may go down. It may go from 15 to 2,000. I don't think it will ever go to zero, but it may lose. Just like Apple goes down and Tesla goes down and Google goes down, Bitcoin goes down and there's volatility. But if you're a long-term investor, you're taking a small percentage of your retirement portfolio as a diversification play, putting it into an emerging asset class, which was my play all along. Again, I have many friends in the wealth management space that work for big banks in New York, and they tell all their clients, even the super wealthy guys, it's okay, buy some Bitcoin, have some diamonds, buy some gold. It's okay to diversify. I'm not saying put 80% into Bitcoin, put 0.5% of your portfolio, 1%. If you have $400,000, take 5, 7, 10 grand, put it into Bitcoin. Okay, you're still gonna have money, your other money's growing, but you want to get exposure to an asset class because there's obviously good potential. And why not get some access? Right now, cash is giving you zip. So you might as well just put it in Bitcoin and hopefully gain, I think, really good diversification. You know, Bitcoin obviously had some turbulent times, right? It went from 20,000 in 2018 all the way down to, you know, 3,000 in 2019. So it's played around. It's been a yo-yo. People have made and lost fortunes. But if you're taking a small percentage of your retirement portfolio, put it in a Roth IRA and wait. Okay. You don't need to watch the Bitcoin numbers every day. Put it in a Roth. Leave it. Okay. When it hits 30,000 or 50,000, wake up. Because it should be a long-term play. You should be looking for a home run. You're not looking for 4% returns, 5% returns, like if you bought a mutual fund. This is a big play. And if you want to win big, tax-free win, and you're a long-term investor, do go Roth. It worked for me. It works for every Roth investor. The trade-off, obviously, if Bitcoin went down, I lost the cash in my Roth, which is valuable because it's tax-free. But again, I didn't put $1 million into Roth. I took a small percentage of my overall retirement portfolio, took some risk, did it, I think, the right way by generating tax-free growth in a Roth. I'm still going to invest in my Roth. And then in 15 years, when I hit 59 and a half, I will have 7 figures tax-free in a Roth where I can do whatever I want with it, whether it's buy myself a house, take care of my kids, pay for their college, whatever the heck I want, I can do. So whether it's Bitcoin or whatever other asset class you want to buy, traditional alternative, it's okay to take some chances, but I think it's smart to take chances in a Roth because if you hit the home run, locking in that tax-free growth is, you know, I think, super valuable. So again, just a little bit of insight into what happened to me this year. I don't like to boast because I've had some losers. Done some alternative investment into friends. I invested in a private equity fund in India that went, you know, lost pretty much all my money. So I've had some losers. Don't get me wrong, but I do it in a way where I'm not taking more than 3-4% of my overall retirement portfolio and net worth and risking it. I'm taking small risks. Okay. And then for everyone that fails, hopefully I have one home run. I do it in a Roth. I lock in my tax-free growth. I don't care about politics. I don't care who controls the Senate, the House, who the president is. I sleep well at night because I know no tax on this portion of my retirement portfolio. So whether you're doing Bitcoin, gold, real estate, ETFs, mutual funds, I don't care. Think Roth if you have a potential to make a home run, whether it's investing in a SPAC, private equity, hedge fund, if you're a hedge fund partner, a SPAC founder, private equity manager, there are potential ways that you can lock in some of the carry, lock in some of that founder stock if you're a startup or entrepreneur into a Roth to hopefully take advantage of the best legal tax shelter, you know, for all Americans. So stay safe, stay healthy. We're going to go through some interesting times. There'll be volatility in the marketplace, but America will be strong. It's the best country in the world. Things will work out, and we'll get stronger. So I appreciate all the support, Self-Directed Retirement Nation. You guys are awesome. You guys can do it. I did it. I'm no smarter than you guys. I have clients that are 50,000 times better investors than me. I know the retirement market probably better than anyone in the country, and that's, you know, just the facts. But from an investment standpoint, I'm not super great, but I take my knowledge of the tax rules and got lucky in the crypto space and, you know, turned it into some real wealth tax-free. So if I can do it, you guys can definitely do it. So heads up, stay safe. Thanks for your support. Be well, Self-Directed Retirement Nation. Talk to you soon.